Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Here with NFL legend Eddie George.
Heisman Trophy winner, yes. Ohio State legend.
Thank you. The Ohio State Buckeyes.
The. My apologies, sir.
The Ohio State. First and foremost, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Man, glad to be here, man. Glad to be seen and not viewed.
That's a fact.
So we talk about business, and a lot of times athletes are known for what they do on the court or on the field. But it's like you have a highlight reel, right? But a lot of times, especially now, athletes taking more pride in what they're doing off the field. So I know that you've done a lot off the field, business, things of that nature. Do you have a highlight in business that is your like favorite business move that you've made in life or just after you finish playing?
Investing in myself, investing in my education, self-improvement. You can never stop growing in terms of that. Always reading books on finance. Favorite book right now is one that's recommended by Warren Buffett. It's The Intelligent Investor. That is the Bible for in terms of value investing, compound interest, and so forth. Self-improvement. That's the best thing I can say. I mean, you can always try to scope out and try to find the right business deals and with the right technology and all of that, but you're really investing in yourself and you're investing in people. And
And that's the best advice I could say.
Yeah, while you were playing, did you always have that business savvy, or was there somebody along the way that was a mentor to you to say, you know what, young guy, come, let me show you the way?
Well, my agent, Lamont Smith, served as a mentor to me in terms of business, challenged me to go get my master's in business. So I went to Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern.
Okay.
Started my own landscape architecture firm in 2004. That still exists today, no longer in the business. Now I do wealth management. I recently got my 4 years ago, so my Series 7, 66, fully licensed.
I'm helping. I know a guy who has that.
You got yours too. Yeah. So you know the grind of that. Yeah. So it's a business that I enjoy because I can help others.
That's dope. I didn't know you was a financial advisor, so that's interesting because now you have a unique perspective from being a player. Are you working with players? That's your goal?
I mean, working with anybody, with assets. I don't think it, you know, from a business side, you just don't want to work with one segment.
Sure, we'll have diversification.
Absolutely.
So we're on a golf course, and networking is extremely important, right?
It's the office.
Yeah. That's why we know it's a lot of people, though. They like, we play, do you play golf? They're like, no, I don't play.
We spoke to Santana Moss. He's like, okay, I don't even know how to play golf.
Oh,
he's like, I'm just here.
But
how important is just networking in general, and especially like on the golf course, since we're at a golf tournament? Like, is that real as far as the golf course network?
Yeah, I think your net worth equals your network. You know, it's who you know, it's who you're associating yourself with on a daily basis. And 10 times out of 10, you know, the most wealthiest men are going to be on the golf course. Or in a, you know, playing polo.
That's where horses, y'all.
Not in the water.
Not in the water.
So that's what they do. So you want to be in that environment. You want to immerse yourself in that, soak up knowledge, and learn, and kind of be in that that vein of prosperity when it comes to that. So, you know, we got to fight to get in the room. You want to be in the room where it happens.
Yeah.
And this is where it happens.
Yeah, Marcus Allen said that to us earlier. He said, this is the new locker room.
It's always been the locker room. We just didn't know.
We didn't know.
It was the locker room, right.
Yeah, we opening the doors.
Yeah. So one last question, since you're a financial advisor and you're obviously a successful businessman, what advice can you give to somebody that's just coming into money, 21, 19 years old, a bunch of money for the first time in life? It's difficult. A lot of people don't understand how difficult it is. Like, what advice could you give a young man or a young woman?
I would say begin your journey with the end in mind, and that being, if it's generational wealth, you know, set your habits to that. You're not going to live a rich lifestyle. You're not going to blow your money on things that aren't going to appreciate. You want to view the dollar differently. You want to think bottom line versus top line in terms of setting your budget, you know, not from the gross but to the net after your taxes are there.
And very important.
You save based off of that. So. Yeah. You're looking for deals, you're looking for, to budget-wise, you're looking for value in terms of your investments and how you're spending your time. So that's what I would say, you know, and understanding tax laws. There are products out there that we don't know about, that are institutional products that we don't have privy to because we don't know the right people. Now that you know the game,
kicking doors down there.
So that's the main reason why I'm in this business, is to give access, a pipeline, to those that don't have exposure to that.
No, that's extremely important. I just not to hold you up, but how did you have enough time to focus on Series 7? It takes a lot of studying.
No.
Like, you're running around all over the place. Like, how did you have enough time to actually do that? Like, that's not easy to do while you're you already have money.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, I want more.
Enough said.
There it goes.
I mean, what's the model? The business model is recurring revenue. Right. You build the assets and the management up enough, you can live a long time off of that. That's just 1% a year, and it just continues to grow according to the market. And you know, you just do what's right for people. So from a business perspective, that's why. But I found the time because I made the time. It was important for me to do it. You know, I wake up in the morning, study, go do what I got to do, come back at night and study. It took me a year and a half to get that, be fully licensed. So it's an investment. It's the work that you put in that you get out of it.
That's powerful.
Eddie George, appreciate you, brother.
I really like
to hit the 7-iron, man.
Here with the legend himself,
the legend.
Josh Starks.
New York,
coming from New York, this is big class. So. First and foremost, thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
So, you are somebody that has thrived after you finished playing, you know, and a lot of athletes, some athletes are similar, some athletes kind of struggle. What is your advice as far as for athletes to make a decision with their life after their career is over, and as far as business is concerned?
Yeah, I think you just have to plan it before you retire. You know, just kind of look at what you want to get into. It's kind of like, you know, you have that passion for basketball. You have to find out what's your passion for business, because some guys just go into it, you know, thinking that, you know, it's the right thing to do, and they don't really have a passion for it. They're not going to get up in the morning and work hard to make it successful. So I think, you know, it translates the same thing, like I said, in basketball. You just have to find your passion.
Yeah, what area of business have you focused in since you retired?
Well, I work with the Knicks right now in their front office, so that's kind of what my primary thing is. I get other ventures that come to me. Right now I'm involved with this board called Total Body Board. Okay. It's a fitness board. Athlete by the name of Charles Austin, who was a gold medalist, Olympic high jumper in Atlanta, actually. He jumped 7 feet, 10 inches.
That's crazy.
So he's a fitness trainer, and he just one day woke up. Well, he had a dream one night about this particular board and went out and created a model the next day. He has a brick training facility down in San Marcos, Texas. So he called me and said, I think I got something.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. We have professional teams using the right now, colleges, high school. It's kid friendly, the number one thing. So what it is, it's all resistance training. And that's what he used to get himself back to an elite athlete because he tore his ACL, and the doctors never gave him a chance to come back and jump. And 2 years later, he broke the Olympic record. It's a problem. Yeah.
So, as far as your experience, what would you say your best investment or your best decision that you made as far as business or investing is concerned?
Keeping my money.
First and foremost.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, you know, you get so many things thrown at you as an athlete, you know, guys coming at you with all these business opportunities. And so the best advice I can give them is make sure that you do your homework before you invest, and really get somebody who you trust that understands the business side of it. Because, you know, not that we're not smart enough, it's just that you don't have time to get involved, because as your playing career is going on, you know, you tend to focus on that and not on the business itself. So I try to, you know, give advice from athletes to stay, you know, keep your money, wait till you completely done, that way you can watch over what you're doing.
One last question. Yeah. So we're on a golf course, and networking is extremely important. How important is networking, and like, what's the best deal you've done on the golf? Have you ever done a deal on the golf? We always hear that you do deals on the golf course.
Well, you don't do deals on the golf course. You do relationships on the golf course, and I think that's the most important thing. If you're involved in a business opportunity, yeah, you get four hours plus to really cultivate that business relationship. And so, obviously, it has been some deals signed on the golf course, but to me, it's just about the relationship and getting to know that person and making sure that person is trustworthy.
Nice. And you have one of the best dunks of all time. We got to talk one basketball question. How did that, in the moment, did you process that in the moment?
No. It just happened. You know, most things just happen on the basketball court.
The dunk and then the spin after was just...
it's all the way legendary.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about sports is that you do have those moments that kind of define who you are. And that was one of those moments. Obviously, Michael, very special, him and Horace Grant, because we was playing against the Bulls.
But the
number one thing is that we was in the Garden.
Yeah, it was in the top five MSG moments.
Yeah. So if it was anywhere else, it's just been another great play.
Yeah.
But because it was at MSG against Chicago Bulls, and Jordan got in the picture.
You know how many arguments we got about that? Yeah. No, he wasn't in the picture. It took me years to admit it.
Yeah.
He did.
He's a Bulls fan. He's from New York. He's a Bulls fan. This guy.
I ran into a lot of Bulls friends in New York.
No, I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Here with the legendary Dr. J. First and foremost, it's a pleasure.
Great shot.
To you.
Thank you.
No problem. So, so we're just, you know, getting some words of advice for athletes and just anybody. So what would be your advice for athletes that may just come into money for the first time, large sums of money? What are some management tips that you might be able to share?
Well, when I was very young, I ran into Muhammad Ali, and he had 18 people with him. So he said, you know, don't carry this many people around ever.
As he was doing it.
He was doing it, and he was at the height of his glory. And it was good advice, you know, so I've never really traveled with a big posse. I've been kind of conservative in terms of my income. And the biggest piece of advice would be to live off your income and not off your savings. So once you receive some dollars, you know, put it away, consider it your reserve, consider your savings, and don't live off it. You know, live off the income that you drive based on your ability.
Yeah. This is such a beautiful event we're here for charity. We're at a golf course. A lot of times business deals happen here on a golf course. Is there something you can say about the importance of networking in these type of settings?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's been saving grace in my life that I started. I really started regularly at age 35.
Okay.
I look back, I think I maybe wish that I had started playing in my 20s. I went out to a lot of events. And, you know, was a verbal participant, not an active participant. And the networking in golf is fantastic. You know, it's not like you're going out and you're competing, you're beating your body up, and you have to train for it, whatever. You know, you just try to have an average game, playing a lot of scrambles. And when you're off the golf course, you know, that's when you talk, you know, speak up in terms of the people who you're getting exposed to. You'll find out what their story is, you know, what the highs and lows, because everybody's got highs, everybody's got successes and failures, and everybody goes through life with some type of
adversity.
Adversity, and, you know, it's not that you have adversity, because everybody's going to have it. It's how you handle it, mm-hmm. and how you deal with it. I've had my fair share in my lifetime. You know, all of these young players, non-players, will have that.
One last question. As far as your highlight reel, we all know your highlight reels, the dunk, the scoop, but what's your favorite move that you made off the court as far as business? Do you have like a favorite business move that or investment that might stick out in your mind that you've made throughout the course of the years?
Well, for me, you know, I partnered with Bill Cosby and a guy named Jay Bruce Llewellyn, and we bought the Philadelphia Coca-Cola Company. Mm. So we did that back in 1985 and held on to it until 2005. So that was probably the best, most cash producing in my life outside of basketball.
Honor and a pleasure.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.